My soul, my Savior God. This morning, and we changed some keys halfway through. We were kind of flying by the seat of our pants, which isn't anything new. No, none of that matters, because it was just for the glory of God and lifting Him up. And you know, if you don't see the heart, then you missed it. You know, you miss what it's all about. Her heart for worship, and all of our hearts just to give God praise and to worship Him.
Starting with some news that's really hard to share with you, actually. Some of you probably heard about already, but it's pretty much clear now that Mary and Gordon Butterfly have a stillborn baby.
Yeah, that's pretty hard, especially since she's pretty much full term, and I don't even know how you get through that, you know, other than with the grace and the power that God gives. And I hate to bear that news, but I know we need to lift them up in our prayers today. And I believe, I've heard this morning, that their doctors are trying to induce her so that the baby can be delivered. You know, I don't know what else to do but to pray. So can we do that?
Amen.
Thank you, God, for everything you do, and that you are a great and a mighty God. And we don't stop singing our praise for you. We don't stop shouting out how great thou art. You're such a great God. You've done so many amazing things, Lord. But we grieve over this today, God, and just frustrated, and we don't get it. I don't understand, God. I don't get it. And maybe you don't need to get it. I just need to trust you, Lord. We want to trust you and believe, Lord. And our faith needs to be strengthened, God, right now.
Lord.
We uphold our brother and our sister, Lord, as they go through this terrible valley, this terrible hard thing, Lord. And just the very idea of delivering a baby that's stillborn. Lord, we know that there's nothing impossible for you.
Yes, that's
right. So today I just pray, God, that you would hear the desire of our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
And that you would allow that child to breathe.
Yes. Bring life.
I pray, God, that you have the breath of life, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We believe there's nothing you can't do.
That's right.
Just ask you, God, to show us that miracle.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we're not going to be afraid to ask.
Amen.
We're not afraid, God, to ask you to do what you've done so many times before.
Yes.
And we know that it's not hard. So that's, Lord, that's part of the prayer this morning. I just pray, God, that you'll show us how great and how powerful you are.
Yes, Lord.
But we also pray for Mary and Gordon, that you're going to hold them, you're going to be with them, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever, God. You are going to continue to be their mainstay. You are going to be the pillar in their lives, God.
Yes,
they are going to be tethered to you, Jesus Christ, their Lord and their Savior.
Yes.
And Lord, I pray that whatever happens today, that you'll show us that you're in control.
Yes.
And that
Lord,
you are a God who hears our prayers.
Yes, Lord.
And just pray for them.
Yes, God.
You say that you are the God of all comfort.
Yes.
And we believe that. So we just turn to you, God, and pray for that comfort. And we pray for the miraculous healing power that you have to be distributed and to be shown to us today. And we cry out to you, God, because there's no one else. There's no one else to cry out to. There's no one else who is our help. Our help is in the name of the Lord. And He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. You are the creator. You are the one who breathes life. And we cry out to you, God.
Yes, God.
We have nowhere else to go with you.
Yes, God.
I pray that you will reveal yourself like you always do.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
God.
Thank you, Jesus. And we trust you.
Yes, we do.
As hard as that is, God, I just trust you.
Amen. Yes.
We're here today to worship you, and Lord, I know from just speaking for me today, I need you so much today.
Yes, God.
I just need to feel your touch again.
Yes, Lord.
I pray that none of us would leave here today without being touched by God. Mm-hmm. Without knowing that you love us so much. That your love is a great love. It's a fierce love for your children. Thank you, God, for Jesus. Thank you that we have all the hope, because our hope is in you. And we cry out to you, God. Our hearts are broken. We cry out to you. And there's not much else to say but that, Lord. Hear our prayer, Father.
Yes.
For the sake of your Son, Jesus.
Yes, Father.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise you, Jesus.
There's a couple things that you need to be informed about today, other than that, and I'm going to ask Elvin if you could tell us a little bit about what's going on with the building, Elvin.
Just want to thank you all for all the volunteers that have been coming out, mm-hmm. but we still need more. There's still a lot of work to accomplish, and just ask that you just show up there, just let them, you know. Pray to the Lord. Ask the Lord just to bring you over there and just show up and we'll get there doing something. But we just need help. Amen?
Amen.
And well, I tell you, this is a powerful, mighty work that God's doing.
Yes.
So you can be a part of that. And yeah, that's about it. So just show up when you can. And the Lord bless you. And don't feel guilty about if you told me that you said you're going to show up and you don't show up. Don't let the enemy beat on you.
Amen.
Please don't, you know, that's the devil. So just come when you can, and you'll be blessed, and you'll bless his kingdom too.
Amen.
You say amen to that?
Amen. Yeah, amen.
We're excited about what's happening there, and I think we could say that it's mostly framed up now. We're very close to having a few inspections done, and so it won't be long, and we'll be doing some insulating, and the boarding is going to start. So when the boarding starts, there's lots of people that can help. You don't need to have a university degree to board. You just need to have a little bit of strength.